Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, November 3rd. Governor John Hickenlooper unveiled his 2018 budget proposal on Wednesday. The Denver Post reported that his overall budget proposal comes in at $30.5 billion. As Bent Berkland reports, it would put more money into education, public safety, and a rainy day fund.
State lawmakers ultimately craft and pass the budget, but it's based on the governor's original request. Henry Sobenes, his budget director, he says there was a concerted effort to put more money into colleges and universities that were hard hit during the recession.
Are we giving people an affordable chance to get an education and compete in the economy? All the pressures that have gone into higher education over the years, tuition's gone up by a lot. We have a little room in the general fund. This is a chance to have tuition increases be a little lower.
For in-state students, Sobenes says the increases will average 3%. Hickenlooper is also proposing to increase the budget reserve to 7% to prepare for the next recession. He's also backing the idea of shoring up public pensions and putting more money into broadband for rural areas. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The group Patriotic Millionaires projects that two-thirds of the GOP's proposed tax breaks will go to the top 1% of earners. Eric Galatis filed this story.
As the nation awaits details of the GOP's tax plan, a group of wealthy business leaders and investors have launched an online tool to help taxpayers see past the political rhetoric and weigh in on the new policies. Erica Payne with the group Patriotic Millionaires points to public speeches calling for tax reform as one example of an attempt to distract voters from a tax code she says would deposit more than $1 trillion into the bank accounts of the richest people in the country.
If these millionaire tax breaks go through, the middle class is going to pay for them. They will pay for them in worse roads, worse schools, higher taxes themselves, higher local taxes. So they need to get activated and they need to impact this tax debate.
One goal of the Taxpayer Action Center, Payne says, is to help level the playing field and give voters the same access to elected officials as professional lobbyists and powerful interests that have helped shape the tax plan so far. Proponents of the measure say all Americans will get tax breaks and claim lowering the corporate tax rate will lead to increased wages and economic growth. Payne says the new online resource, which taps analysis and data from a dozen think tanks and nonprofits, can help taxpayers fact-check promises made by politicians. Payne argues the plan to give two-thirds of the proposed breaks to the top 1% of earners and waiting for that money to trickle down won't spur economic growth. She says letting working families keep more of their money would boost the economy because they would spend it on essentials.
When you give it to rich people, they do not do that. They stick it into accounts because they don't need to spend the money because they already have more money than they know what to do with. And so it does nothing economically to give tax breaks to millionaires.
Congressional leaders delayed the release of their tax plan on Wednesday. The plan could be made public as early as today. The Patriotic Millionaires online resource is at taxactioncenter.com. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The U.S. House Committee on Ways and Means unveiled the delayed GOP tax overhaul proposal yesterday. Raleigh Burley from Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KDNK of Carbondale asked Congressman Scott Tipton what changes Coloradans can anticipate.
When we're looking at tax reform, it's to be able to leave more of the money that people earn in their pockets. The tentative proposal right now is to be able to take down those seven tax brackets to three. That's going to be further enhanced by doubling the tax exemption for an individual currently at $6,000. That will go to $12,000. For a couple, it will go from $12,000 to $24,000 in terms of pre-tax income that you're going to be able to write off. Still have the child tax deduction as well. There are going to be some options in terms of the mortgage deduction.
And any changes to retirements?
You know, that was actually a concern that we had raised as well in terms of incentivizing people to be able to put money away for retirement. For the 401ks, they are looking at having an exemption for those dollars with pre-tax dollars to be able to make that investment. So I think we will see some of that still within the tax code that they're going to be putting out. The bill would then move to the floor. There will, I'm sure, be an amendment process. Once we move it through the House, then it will be over into the Senate, waiting for action out of the Senate.
And this is being done with what some would say are pretty ambitious deadlines. How important is this to the GOP that this bill can be passed this year?
Well, to the GOP, it's probably important. I think more importantly, it's important for our people at home. Right now, as we travel through the 3rd Congressional District, it's often cited that many of our communities are still not feeling the recovery. People are struggling to be able to pay their bills. And so if we can have a tax code that isn't picking the winners and losers, but actually returning money into the pockets of the people who are earning it, for our small businesses to be able to have a better, more competitive opportunity.
And the reduction for the corporate rate, what difference do you think that will make?
This is actually on two levels. If you are a C Corp, right now we have the highest tax rate in the world. To be able to lower that down to 20%, many of us heard about what are called inversions. Warren Buffett helped move Burger King, their headquarters, out of the United States because of the high tax code. So let's create a fertile ground for businesses to do business in the United States. And second level is going to be in regards to what we call pass-through companies, which are sub-S's, LLCs, small businesses, to be able to lower that tax rate and have that capped 25%.
Well, all of this is intimately tied as well to the budget resolution, which was passed last week. Could you speak a little bit to that budget and what you think it will do for the American people?
This effectively was a tool to be able to move to tax reform, but it is a framework, not the actual spending that will ultimately be yielded.
And one of the assumptions for revenues is an increase in natural resources revenue that some people link to opening up the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, they're making a variety of assumptions in different areas. If we're going to open up anything, no environmental laws would be eliminated. You'd still have to be able to do it responsibly. There would still have to be able to be public comment. But that's just one element of the broader tax code.
Okay, and the budget also has cuts to the State Department, the Environmental Protection Agency, and National Institutes of Health. Do you believe that these agencies are overfunded?
I think that anyone in Washington that's saying that every dollar is being spent well may not have a full perspective of some of the challenges that our people at home are facing.
You commented on your support for the budget in reducing the $20 trillion deficit. And so I just wanted to ask you about this deficit and what difference reductions to the deficit will actually make in the life of the average American citizen.
Sooner or later, the bill has to be paid, and we're historically low interest rates right now. We need to be able to create an opportunity for this economy to be able to move. You know, over the course of the last 8 years, we've had the most lethargic growth rate since the Depression. That's obviously a burden on our children, our grandchildren, and generations to come.
Do you believe it will ever be possible to fully pay off the deficit?
With good oversight on the spending side, we can achieve that ultimately, but it will take a while. Thanks a lot, Raleigh.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.